waiting on the summer of my soul. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and the evil ones are amongst us. Here on the planet, it is up to the good people to stand up against the New World Order. Dr. Rebecca Carley, medical doctor, surgeon by training, is our guest. Okay. Try to give us as much info packed in as you can, because I know it's just incredible knowledge you have. And first off, fire out your website for folks that want to see all this footnoted and documented.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's the www.drcarley.com. That's drcarley.com. I encourage the listeners to sign up for the updates on my site. I send out important information on a regular basis. There's so much information there. But my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, explains how the vaccines corrupt the immune system. Because a very important point that people need to know, it's not just the infections that they're causing. The injection of the viruses directly into your bloodstream, bypassing the upper respiratory and GI tracts, actually causes your immune system to turn on yourself. So therefore, all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage is caused by vaccines. And this is proven in a recent article on my site entitled The Science of Vaccine Damage, which is research done by non-pharma-funded veterinarians that have proven that the vaccines, once they create antibodies, can attack any part of your body. So this is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, vaccine-induced diseases. I also encourage the listeners to read my response to the CDC's Public Health Protection Guide, because in that document, I actually document how in my own medical books, you see, Alex, I'm sure you know, the medical doctors are totally sleep-deprived, brainwashed, and nutritionally deprived. You go in there like a zombie and you just regurgitate out what they tell you. You don't actually let it into your consciousness and critically evaluate it. But in my book, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, the sixth edition on page 943, I actually found the following quote: rarely is prevention of infection considered to be an important goal of vaccination. In fact, asymptomatic infection can serve to enhance and prolong the immune response. What that means is that once they're injected directly into your bloodstream, you're not able to push these viruses out. They remain in your body. They mutate. They cause all kinds of havoc. They recombine with other viruses. And that brings us into the Baxter situation, where this company released the flu vaccine that was mysteriously contaminated with the H5N1 bird flu virus. And I want to just mention that the smoking gun in this case was contained in an article written by Helen Branswell of the Canadian Press on February 27th, where she actually states that this company, Baxter, where they had this experimental virus material made at the Orthodontal Research Facility, they not only make the flu vaccine, but they also make the bird flu vaccine. And they're expecting their license shortly. So isn't it amazing, Alex, that they released this to 18 countries and they've got a vaccine for bird flu just waiting to be sold? So this is obviously what their intention was, to open this Pandora's box, and then they would step forward with the alleged cure.
Well, you know, even the Czech Republic newspapers, mainstream ones, were saying this looks like it could be staged, and saying what you just said.
There's no other explanation for it. And I want to also ask the listeners to consider, what is the difference between this and what happened with the anthrax mailings? There's no way this can't be intentional, because they have this, as I said, smoking gun, where they are making a vaccine that they will sell once the bird flu is unleashed. So we had the situation where they sent anthrax in mailings, which they've sent bird flu in mailings. We called this a crime. And why isn't that a crime? These people should be persecuted and prosecuted and put in jail for unleashing this on the public, and we still don't know what's going to happen. I think we're going to start hearing about bird flu very soon.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about that when we get back. Yeah, for those that don't know, the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, and they owned the stock on September 10th, and that was admitted in the Associated Press. Ari Fleischer admitted the whole White House knew because they launched the attack.
They have secret death squads that wanted to be dictators, but they wouldn't launch the anthrax, just a government strain.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F-word, food. Food, the F-word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume your first favorite F-word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. I am your host. And we are here live. By the way, I've been told I'm on local PBS in Austin this weekend. They're going to interview me live. Russian TV is coming here to interview me again and some more foreign media. And I'm just putting it out here, just in our own little corner of the world in a fight against the globalists. It is just popping and booming, and people are really waking up and listening because we did the groundwork. We woke people up. We warned them. We explained what was going to happen from the globalist own documents, their own battle plans. It's happening, but not without huge resistance. And if you look at the resistance curve, it is massive. The states are revolting, everything happening. That's why I believe the enemy is going to stage terror attacks and mass shootings and a lot of other things and start new wars, as the Rand Corporation said they want to do. I mean, they tell us what they're going to do. It's not like I'm predicting it. Like reading the TV guide. And false flag is, I don't think, on the horizon. I think it's here with us now. I think they've got their finger on the button, and it says, just push the button. From them in here, just one button I push. And the New World Order is a lot more nasty, secretive globalist than Dick Cheney running around with secret hit squads and the rest of it, like we covered last hour. It's just so important what we're dealing with. You know, Dr. Rebecca Carley, when you were on with me briefly for 30 minutes last week, you said, oh, what about this article with all the homeless dying from shots? in Europe for bird flu, and it kills them, and investigations. And what about this and that? And I was pulling up everything you were saying. It was all mainstream news. I hadn't seen it. I didn't know. And they keep hyping, bird flu, it's going to get you. Billions will die, bird flu, give up all your rights, bird flu. What do you see happening here? Please continue.
Well, as I said, I think the horse is already out of the barn. All of these people that were exposed to this mailing from Baxter have already been exposed to the bird flu, and we don't know how many people are incubating it right now as we speak and are going to end up coming out with the bird flu. And it's truly chilling. Let me
stop you. I mean, that's quite an announcement, but people are already dying in cases all over the world, and the London Telegraph and other places, they'll never say, it'll say authorities in Poland with the 23 dead from the 360 given it at one homeless clinic. The homeless clinic says they were, misled by pharmacological companies that it was regular flu vaccine, but they were paid to tell the homeless that it was just regular, and then it killed them. And people are dying, and then they also are reporting on this HPV live cancer virus, saying it can mutate, and they're admitting on CBS News it's killing people. And so the people are dying, but I wanted to ask you, do you know what companies, because it doesn't say in the mainstream news, what companies it is that the shots are killing people in these tests in Europe?
Well, I think all the companies that are making the bird flu vaccine are actually testing people to see if it does kill them. I think that was the intention, for them to test this vaccine in the homeless people. And by the way, yes, it's in the mainstream media in the UK, telegraph.co.uk, certainly not in this country. But I think they're doing these tests to specifically see how well the vaccine is working. That is the intention, for them to kill people. As a matter of fact, on March 4th of 2009, and let's remember that the Baxter release was reported on February 27th, so this is like a week later. They had a conference, an emergency management summit agenda that took place in, I believe it was Colorado, yes. And this is what one of their minions, a P.J. Havis cover, mental health professional and program coordinator, stated that community memorial services are very important. When you're talking to people, voice your appreciation for those in quarantine. Talk about how their hometown heroes and doing what they need to be doing in order to protect the community. So they're already telling people, get ready for quarantine. So obviously the people within the government, FEMA type of organizations, already know what's coming.
My God. And what is the source of that bombshell you just dropped?
Citizens for Legitimate Government. www.legitgov.org.
Now I know who they are. They're saying they were at the meeting and are reporting this?
Yes. That's what they're reporting this in this article that I have before.
Well, I know we've had reported here that emergency managers in Illinois and Indiana are being told, get ready for mass graves, get ready for mass death, bird flu. That was just 3 weeks ago. I'd forgotten about that big report that we covered here on air. And we know they're constantly hyping this, but they tried to claim smallpox was about to be released in 2002, tried to make the police take it. They refused. So, my issue here is that when you pull back from all of this and you know that there's been tens of thousands of declassified chemical, biological, radiological, lethal tests, not just syphilis and Tuskegee that everybody knows about, but biologicals in New York subways, death results, details remain classified. That's mainstream Reuters, AP, spraying the ship channel in San Francisco, killing people, plague bombs released in Scotland, killing people, headlines, every square inch of England's been sprayed with chemical, biological, radiological, London Guardian. It's all an endgame. When you know they took U.S. troops, radiated them to death, gave them biological weapons, injected them with sarin and VX nerve gas to kill them, and then told their family they died in a car wreck or died of flu. This, and we know they brought the Nazis over here because the Nazis got the idea from us, so the scientists then wanted them after World War II and brought them here to not just, head up NASA, but head up the CIA, everything else. That's declassified, tens of thousands of Nazis. This is eugenics. You got top professors running around in biology departments saying soon it'll all be airborne. 90% of you will die, including my family. Oh, it's so wonderful. Like 13 monkeys. The point is that these psychos have done this over and over again, and now they're messing with stuff that could release the mega plague.
Well, exactly. And this is all being done intentionally under Title 50 of the U.S. Code. Go to your local library, folks. Look up U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520 and 1524, where the Department of Defense can use human subjects for testing of chemicals.
And by the way, people don't know how to read that. They pull up U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter... U.S. Code Title 50.
Chapter 32.
Yeah, subsection 1528, paragraph B, correct?
Right.
Okay, I've got to get in the brain focus to bring that up. In there, it says you're not allowed to do it without consent unless it's for government testing, and then list other things. And people read it and say, it says they can't do it, except for whenever they want.
Well, actually, it's very funny because the initial one was written in the 1960s, and I actually learned about this on C-SPAN. A caller called in, and of course, C-SPAN has millions of listeners. And so in April of 2000, they repealed it, but just like they always do, what they did is not only loophole it back in, but actually add things. They said that there's restrictions on the use of human subjects for testing of chemical or biological agents. Here are the exceptions. Any peaceful purpose related to a medical, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity, any purpose directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons, or any law enforcement purpose, including riot control. So they loopholed everything back in and then added the riot control aspect on there.
That's right. And then just like folks call up and say, oh, this isn't real from the state police. You can just call them and they admit it, and we have. It's not real. And, oh, that U.S. code's not real. Yeah, the Patriot Act, you know, doesn't say that all misdemeanors are terrorism. That I have top lawyers on and they admit it on air.
Yes, and I also just want to remind the listeners, and this is something that you might want to consider putting in your Obama Deception 1.5 in regards to what's happening with the economic stimulus package in terms of extra money now. We have $954 million that's going to be used as an additional amount to carry out the immunization program authorized by Section 317 A, J, K, and K-1 of the Public Health Service Act. So not only are they going to be spending almost $1 billion for more vaccines, but they've also allocated over $500 million to carry out chronic disease, health promotion, and genomics programs. So they're actually playing with our very DNA structure. They are this is my idea of the true mark of the beast, that they're going to be injecting us with things that's going to alter our very genetic structure. And this could cause the extinction of the human race. This is no joke.
By the way, a lot of top scientists and headlines have admitted that mercury itself alters DNA permanently, even mitochondrial, passed on by the mother, and that all of these things are actually downgrading and destroying our DNA. And now they've got this whole new level of that they call vaccines that are really genetic engineering mutagens, where they say, oh, you'll take a shot and you'll never be able to get high off cocaine again. But then they admit in the literature, but you won't be able to have your regular endorphins and be happy. And the viruses go in and eat certain areas of the brain. And I tell people that and they just don't understand. Can you talk about those class of live biological agent vaccines that redesign organs?
Yes. Well, first of all, let me say that every single thing that's in a vaccine, every single product, like you said, the mercury, the formaldehyde, every single thing that's in the vaccine does its own damage. In fact, I had talked to somebody on my internet radio show who had worked in the Air Force and something to do with airplanes. And he reported that you're not even allowed to bring mercury on an airplane because the reaction it will have with aluminum is so violent that it can burn holes in an aluminum plane. So people could ask themselves, why are they putting mercury and aluminum together and injecting it directly into your bloodstream? As a matter of fact, I have another NATO book entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines. In this book, which was published in 1989, they actually admit that it's the aluminum in vaccines that causes the production of IgE, which is the antibody of allergy. So they have known all these years that all of the allergies being produced, including the life-threatening and oftentimes fatal anaphylactic reactions from peanuts. You have little children in school sitting next to a child that's eating a peanut butter sandwich, and just smelling that peanut butter can kill them. And
yeah, nobody was allergic to it 50 years ago. Now exactly. It's just, now almost every food, people can't eat it.
Exactly. And not only that.
Oh, by the way, even if you don't take the vaccines, other kids are leeching it out onto your kids.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, most of these outbreaks of measles and such that the media is using as a hype to scare people to get vaccinated, when you read between the lines, you find out that almost all those children got the measles vaccine.
Well, they know with all everybody that has Crohn's disease that didn't exist till 50 years ago with vaccines, they find the antibodies from different vaccines they've been given in their guts, causing an autoimmune disturbance where the people then basically have to have their intestines cut out. But it's enjoyable. You know, the government loves you.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 12, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $916.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $943.30, $471.65 for the half ounce, and $235.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $943.30, $471.65, and $235.82.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You know, the full magnitude of all this just slammed me like a ton of bricks during the break. Just boom! That happens, you know, a couple times a week when it's just the full magnitude, even though I constantly study this, just punches me like a freight train. Bam! And I realize psychopathic eugenics elites are in control of the planet, putting sodium fluoride in the water and hundreds of other toxins and poisons, genetic engineering spraying, genetic engineered food that kills the rats and guinea pigs they test on, mutations that only supposed to happen embryonically, happen after birth, mass illnesses, children sick, cancer exploding at every level, SWAT teams, FEMA camps, demonization of patriots, world government rising, openly saying once they have the world government in place, they're going to start killing billions at a time, mass wipeouts. We were right about the whole setup of this. Do you want to wait and have the rest happen? I don't know if we can stop it. God help us. And they could launch this any day, or it could happen 5 years from now. You know, the big kill, not just the soft kill buildup as they're testing all of this. Dr. Rebecca Carley, I want to come back and start taking calls for you. But give out your website again for folks, and please continue with the analysis you were breaking down.
Okay, it's www.drcarley.com. And I totally agree with you, what you were saying in your previous segment, Alex. The good news is people are waking up big time. They realize that they are dead meat if they don't rise up. But I just want to finish the thought that you were talking about the autoimmune aspect, because this is so huge, folks. It's not just the viruses. They are culturing these viruses on different tissues. More and more now they're using aborted fetus cells. So if you're injected with an aborted fetus's nervous system tissue, you will develop antibodies against that nervous system, and those antibodies will attack you. If you get a piece of their gut, and that's injected into you, you develop antibodies against the gut, and that's how you.
And let me stop you. I got to stop you. Everything you're saying is true, because Europe has been using dead babies.
Yes.
I mean, dead babies, grind them up to mix them, and they have stem cells all in them, which allows wild mutations. There are, you know, genetic viruses encoded in the DNA. That's being given super rise. Again, all this they know will cause these mass plagues. And now when you hear stem cell, it's just a stem cell. No, it means dead babies. Dead babies is what they call stem cells, not just the small embryos that's the seed of a baby, the big baby. Go ahead.
Yes, but my point is that you're developing antibodies against those babies' DNA or a monkey kidney or whatever else they're using to culture the virus.
Let me stop you again. What, 200 million Americans vaccinated at least in the first round of it with the simian virus 40 that they admittedly gives people cancer. Government admits it. That was just from monkey kidneys. Think about what happens with human and pig tissue. Go ahead.
Exactly, and that's what people have to realize. And I just want to say the good news is that I have developed a protocol that reverses these autoimmune diseases, seizures, and cancer with natural therapies. And you can learn about that on my website. Let me just say, if you're interested in finding out about it, please call me. Do not email me. I must say, since I was on your show last week, my email is out of control. So if you want to reach me, you need to call me. But that's the good news, folks. But you have to understand that this is certainly their agenda. And I also have a YouTube video up now. I got into C-SPAN last Saturday. They were asking callers if they are for the stem cell research. And, of course, I called in to ask, first of all, if the government's interested in our health, why are they trying to take away our supplements by Codex? And, more importantly, why are they creating disease with vaccinations? Not to mention the fact is the government is now going to be telling us what treatment we're allowed to get under their socialized medicine. Do any of you think that if a stem cell study was able to reverse paralysis, say, that your average Joe is going to have access to that? Of course not.
Well, as you know, doctor, they've already come out with just many different cells, the skin cells, breast cells, all these other cells that work just as good or better, and they don't have the mutagen qualities of the hyperactive fetal stem cells, but they don't care. They don't you want to cure disease? All they do is shell all the real treatments.
Of course, they're creating disease. Vaccine-induced diseases is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. It's not just in people. It's in pets. And, Alex, I'm sure you're probably also aware, they're vaccinating every food source animal you can imagine. I used to say as a joke when I would give my lectures, if you had a sick fish and it was in a fishbowl that was dirty, would you vaccinate the fish or would you clean the water? Well, guess what, Alex? They're now vaccinating farm-raised fish. They're vaccinating everything you're putting into your mouth. If you're a chicken wing fan, folks, guess what? That's where they're injecting the vaccines into the chicken, is in their wing.
And let me expand. I meant to get to this 2 weeks ago when it first broke. Major university studies with the veterinarians. Oh, let's talk about it when we come back, because I know you know about that. We didn't have time to cover that last week. They're finding massive increases of cancer in the injection site on dogs and cats. And everybody I know that won't listen to me, those that vaccinates their dog and it has seizures or their cat dies, this didn't used to happen. What's in the vaccines for dogs and cats that's killing them and hurting them? I know I'm all over the map here interrupting her. Everything she's saying is totally documented. We're totally screwed. I don't know what we're going to do, but the real threat, according to the police, is Ron Paul. So, yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You understand something. I believe everything I've said here, and I've researched it and documented it for myself, and I'm not a medical doctor like Dr. Carly, but I've had countless medical doctors and virologists on here telling you the same thing. You know, they'll freak out and yell and scream about some nut killing 10 people, and that's a tragedy, but there's vaccine deaths constantly, and they'll have a debate about autism and mercury, and that's a small part of it. It's the autoimmune swelling that's the main cause. According to all their own studies, you just never see it in the mainline news, or you see a blurb about it, then you've got to go to the study itself. I am fighting as hard as I can, and I am looking at farms an hour or two away. I'm going to do the TV show here, but it's getting so crazy, and I can feel they're moving towards it. And all the I say I feel all the analysis together, and then the subconscious mind integrates that into an overlay of projection of the future. As best we can, we all have that ability, the great brain God gave us. But my children are also most important to me. That's why I take the risk to do the things I'm doing, because the risk of doing nothing is much greater. And I know I was saying it's totally safe to run to the hills, because if we do that, they're all going to win. But people should have some out, some backup. My God, it's just so horrible. Dr. Carley, please continue with what's happening to the animals in the vaccines.
Well, let me just also mention, yes, the children are our most valuable asset, and that's why the medical mafia has actually taken my only child away from me. I have been persecuted more than any other medical doctor that speaks about vaccines because I go to the genocidal level, and that's why I'm so honored that you're having me on your show. But, yes, in fact, if you go to my website, drcarley.com, within the article Science of Vaccine Damage, a researcher, Gary Smith, actually explains what cancer is. It's a wound that never heals because what happens is that the inflammation that occurs is actually not the body trying to fight the infection. It's the virus or bacteria deliberately causing inflammation to hide that virus and bacteria, which can mutate and cause cancer from the immune system. Then we also have the aluminum in the vaccine, which mutates the P53 oncogene, which is actually supposed to suppress the formation of tumors. So now you have the aluminum in there actually causing the tumors to go into hyperdrive. We have carcinogens like formaldehyde in vaccines that are actually cancer-causing agents, and they're injecting that into people as well. And let's not forget to mention the Special Virus Cancer Project. I have multiple years of documents of this in my progress report number 9 here before me, published in 1982. They're actually doing research, such as the Southwest Foundation for Research and Education, a branch of the NIH, studying latent virus infection and transmission. They're studying how to activate these viruses with pesticides and other things. I mean, it's just unbelievable when you read the documents, just like the Nazis basically telling us what they're doing. We have another one by the Bionetics Research Laboratories, investigations of viral carcinogenesis in primates. They want to figure out what actually activates carcinogenesis. And as I explain in my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, when you're injecting all these viruses into a person or a pet, of course, that's a total distraction for the immune system. The T cells, which I describe as the little Pac-Man cells, whose job it is to go around and gobble up cancer cells, they're totally paralyzed because the B cell arm is so busy creating antibodies. So there's many different factors involved in forming cancer. On my website, I actually have an MP3 file of a show I did on cancer, which people can listen to, that explains the various aspects. But this is so huge. And as we see cancer increasing and increasing, we have, you know, the Susan G. Komen marching, you know, having people march around to raise millions of dollars for research to find a cure. How about if we get rid of the cause, folks? How about if we stop these inoculations, which are the true weapons of mass destruction?
You know, I know that they came and took your medical license. You fought them and got it back.
No, actually, I didn't fight them. What they wanted me to do, and let me just say, when I was a surgeon, I never had a single complaint against me even then. So what they did was, I was on public access TV in Long Island, and I did a show about the pedophiles in the high layers of government. They used that to bring a charge against me that I have a delusion of conspiracy. And even though 10 psychologists and psychiatrists examined me and found that I was fine, they found their whore from France, this Zev Labens, who said, not only do I have a delusion, but it was so dangerous that in order to practice medicine, I would have to undergo a psychiatric treatment, electroshock therapy, or institutionalization. So that's when I told them they can keep their license. I'm a teacher now. I've totally taken myself out from under their auspice.
No, no, I read that you'd successfully beaten them. I guess that was wrong. But I mean, specifically, though, so much of what you're saying is in the mainline literature, and now they're saying it's mentally ill to believe in a new world order.
Yes.
And they're saying people need to be grabbed. And, you know, they arrested Ezra Pound, the Pulitzer Prize winner, because he said the Federal Reserve was private, and put him in a mental institution. So people go to mental institutions, folks, for saying the Federal Reserve is private now.
What? Well, this is a very important thing that I want to make the listeners realize. They're actually committing genocide, murder by medicine in hospitals now. We all know the Medicare Trust Fund is gone, and that's been a fact for many years. So what they're doing with older people in the hospital is they're taking them out. They're giving them morphine to stop their breathing, mismatched blood transfusions. I've actually been involved with many cases as a patient advocate in cases like that. and people are complaining about the bad doctors. What you need to do, folks, is stand with the good doctors. Every single doctor who tells the truth, especially at very extreme levels, as I do, they go after their medical license. And this is what people have to realize. There's not going to be any doctors that actually are able to help you. As a matter of fact, with this national health care plan they have planned for us, they're actually going to have governmental clinical guidelines. So what we're getting to is a place where you don't even need a medical doctor. You could have a computer sitting in front of you.
And by the way, let me stop you. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He said even before they passed this federal takeover of medicine, now they give them these computer systems, and the HMOs and the government tell you everything you can do. And he says the computer is now the doctor,
exactly.
And the government practices medicine, and it's the dentist, the doctors. When you go into the hospital to have a baby, they ask you, oh, honey, you got plenty of money? Is your husband nice to you? That's all going to the health department to seize your kids. I mean, it's literally through the public schools and medicine, it is incrementally a Nazi death camp.
But I totally agree with you. And as a matter of fact, the hospitals actually get kickbacks for any cases that they refer to CPS. And usually it's if they, you know, if the parents are foolish enough to admit that they don't vaccinate their children, if they bring them in for a broken arm or whatever, they get kickbacks for every child that gets into the system and then gets adopted out or put into foster care or whatever. I mean, medicine has now become a government entity. And it's a viper.
Just like in Nazi Germany. I want to go to phone calls here.
Okay.
Justin in North Carolina, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead. Justin in North Carolina, you're on the air with Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Dr. Carley. How y'all doing today?
Okay. We're
Dr. Carley, my name's Justin. I'm from the same town in North Carolina that you live now. I'm actually friends with Rick Nunzara. I was wanting to ask you a question. Now, you said on your website that you have some kind of cure for the autoimmune diseases. Do you have any kind of list on there for any kind of natural treatment for the bird flu? I mean, if it breaks out tomorrow, what can we do as citizens to get some natural holistic medicines and treat ourselves? Is there anything that we can have on standby to try to combat this?
Okay, well, first of all, you're not allowed to use the cure word, Justin, unless you're using medicine, which, of course, cures nothing. No, I'm just saying that's actually a law. So that's what I do, is teach people how to reverse their situations. And what I suggest to people is, you know, to detoxify yourself as much as possible, eat organic food, drink good water, learn about natural things that you can use to get
organic vitamins, exercise.
Yes, yes. But do all the good things to get your body in as good shape as possible before the whole thing explodes. But yes, there's actually homeopathic remedies that you can get against the bird flu. I recommend everybody have a colloidal silver generator, because, of course, the FDA is going after colloidal silver manufacturers with a vengeance now, claiming...
Hey, they're listing vitamin B variants as medicines now, already saying we can't have them in America.
Exactly. So you have to start stocking up, folks. You have to get yourself as healthy as possible now while you're still able to do certain things. But the most important thing is, do not get the bird flu vaccine. When they start pushing this, you have to just say no. And as your neighbors are dropping dead like flies, just realize that, you know, all the things in the kitchen cupboard, I mean, garlic, there's so many things, olive leaf extract.
Al-Qaeda-ick. Garlic is evil. Al-Qaeda-ick. Okay. Keep going.
I would have as many things like that on hand as you possibly can. But the key thing is to get your body as cleaned out as possible, because your body has the ability to basically fight anything. Now, of course, they're coming out with weaponized strains of these things. So something like a bird flu no-so, which is a homeopathic remedy, would be very good. Unfortunately, you can't buy those. Those aren't sold to the public. You have to go through distributors. But if people call me, I'll tell you where you can get that. But the point is to learn what not to do. And, you know, that involves not taking aspartame, all these things that are making you sick. The more depleted.
Look, the biggest thing is, if it breaks out, don't be around anybody.
Yes,
run to the hills. And that's why the British, the U.S., the Canadians troops are saying they're going to lock down the cities. Even if it is in your area yet, they're going to lock you down to make sure it can get into your city, to make sure you can't get out. And I appreciate your call, Justin. Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm happy you guys are talking about this. I was listening to your show the other day with the ladies that got their house or their school raided, and I wanted to ask about vaccines. And So what I kind of was on the same thing with the guy before, but, you know, when I just had a son, and I said no. They asked me if they can give him the is it the hepatitis B or hepatitis C shot.
Mm-hmm.
And is that also? I mean, are we talking like all vaccines right now are pretty much on the no
list?
Well,
let me stop you. She's a medical doctor, but I'll give you the facts. They want to give this deadly hepatitis shot to newborn babies when you only get it from intravenous drug use or promiscuous sex, and it's one of the most dangerous vaccines they admit, and this is the one they want to shoot your baby up with. Doctor?
I totally agree with you. As a matter of fact, through a research of a guest that was on my show, he actually spent a whole day trying to find out why did they start this insanity with a hepatitis B, and it turns out the reason was that they're taking blood for transfusion from China, from Chinese prisoners that they know is contaminated with hepatitis B. So rather than stopping that blood from coming over to this country, they're starting to give the hepatitis B vaccine.
No. That's what they admit, because Factor VIII and Bayer ship it all out and others.
Yes.
And Baxter, they say, even in the literature, that we have to give everybody this because we're contaminating them.
Yes, but the point is, in fact, all vaccines are bad. Please look at the documents on my website. And as long as one of you mentioned the schools, I want to just also mention, Alex, I'm sure you're aware of this, that one of the plans, whenever this breaks, they're going to lock down the school.
Oh, and no, they said that. That's public.
Yes, and people
are going to have pastors there going, we took your children, it's of the Lord, and if you don't stand down, the preacher will go,
yes,
and the SWAT teams open fire.
And
that's on the news, that's confirmed.
And if this is not a time to start homeschooling, I don't know what is. Because just imagine, folks, that all of a sudden you get a notification that whatever false flag event occurred and your school has been locked down and they've shipped your child off somewhere and you cannot...
Oh, no, no. We have video of FEMA drills where they bust the kids away and don't even tell the parents about it.
But that's my whole point.
It's unbelievably disgusting. Does that answer your question, Joe?
Well, another thing, when they did want to do that, I right away, you know, I thought of my buddy Alex Jones, and I want to thank you for everything you do and all the information I get from all of you, but... You know, I just said no right away. I got that little cross-eyed from the doctor. You know, I got the vibe in the room. My wife looked at me and basically said, I trust whatever you say. And I just said no. And, you know, another thing that I noticed, is, and they did this without any permission at all, and they say it's for your safety, but they clipped a little chip onto his umbilical cord. And what if I caught wind that, you know, they don't like that I don't want to give my son this vaccine? And now all of a sudden I catch wind the CPS is on the way.
No. That's what it's for. No, that's what you're a prisoner. Look, they're saying Americans can't have gardens now, that we need police inspections because we're probably drug dealers. It's total tyranny. Thanks for the call. Dr. Carly, we're going to come back in a moment with the final segment. Go to Stan, Simon, and Sam, and a few others. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Okay.
This is unbelievable. I just want to remind people the Obama deception is now out at prisonplanet.tv. And when you know all this serious stuff, how silly is it they're worshiping Obama and think he's a good guy? He works for the government and the globalists and the eugenicists that are carrying this out. There was a revolution against tyranny. People were waking up. So they put this guy out there to sell the public on being suckered. I know all this sounds crazy. It's true. And I just can't believe such psychos are in control. But look at Hitler, look at Stalin, look at Mao, look at the Babylonians, the Romans, the Aztecs. This is what elites do. They're crazy. They want control. They're control freaks. So please get the Obama deception on DVD at InfoWars.com or see it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, some of our sponsors that make this show possible, eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We don't have to remind you that you need to have food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating durable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported freedom movement for years. With the looming problems and the depression and all the craziness, you need this high-quality, non-GMO, clean, durable foods. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, and you can watch the free videos and see their brochure and all their great products and contact them and get some food, folks. They got 3-day packages, 2-year packages, everything. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. Also, need to get prepared, need to get self-sufficient. And one of those fine sponsors, of course, are the folks at SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. The globalists are buying up all the major heirloom seed companies and the non-GMO seed companies and hoarding them, not selling them. But the great folks at SurvivalSeedBank.com have it. Give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or again, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Absolutely fabulous folks there. And I hope that people will take advantage of that. We're going to come back in the final segment and get into a few phone calls here at the end. But it just totally blows me away when we're talking about this and dealing with all this. And it and people calling me and saying, Alex, you have so much courage. You're so great. What does it matter? Everybody's got horrible allergies. People with cancer rates are exploding. Used to be very rare to see a kid die of cancer. Now it's everywhere. They're building FEMA camps. They're putting troops into all the major police departments and admitting it, and troops on the streets and spying on everybody and corruption and getting ready for World War III and all this evil. And they got this Obama with youth brigades and all these gun ban bills introduced. And they're demonizing Ron Paul, saying his supporters are terrorists and secret government documents we now have up on InfoWars.com. I mean, it's just, we got to fight these people. It's all we can do. Come on.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection, green tea supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes, and Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
This is a action alert, action alert. Battle stations, battle stations, battle stations. InfoWars up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Story by Paul Watson. Ron Paul, culprits of financial collapse should be arrested. Not treated as saviors and given more power to fix the problem they created. Ron Paul's very popular. He's become very mainstream now. He's got bills to abolish the Federal Reserve, bills to audit the Federal Reserve in. They have a good chance of passing if we believe and get behind it. But bottom line, we need to learn to address the criminals and that they need to be arrested. Please help this story go viral. It's up at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Ron Paul, culprits of financial collapse, should be arrested. And for all people that are jealous of me and the Patriot Movement, you can just change the name. Just put the article out, please, with his quotes. You can put your name on it and say you interviewed him. I don't care. I just want to beat the bankers, okay? I want to expose the people because they're the eugenicists. They're the ones funding all of this. So please get it out. It's up there right now. And please don't ignore the secret police thing about Ron Paul supporters being terrorists because we broke it. It needs to get out there. You can change the name and say you broke it. I don't care. Just get the info out. You can take the scans off my site, say you broke it. I don't care. I'll say you broke it for the hundreds of you out there. Just please, let's work together here. We got to defeat the New World Order. I'll take a few final calls for Dr. Carly here. Let's talk to Stan in Missouri. Stan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex and Dr. Kelly. I don't think the American people are going to go along with these forced flu vaccinations. Dr. Kelly's more an expert than I am on the subject, but if you knew what they put in that smallpox vaccine when they manufactured it, Alex, years ago, it'd make your hair curl. I had a copy of that, and I do believe that they manufactured that with horse hair and pus and just all kinds of...
No, they did. That's what it comes from. It comes from cow pus, sir, cow pus. Dr. Carly, correct?
Yes. Yes, and let me just say, there's actually a book that was written almost a century ago that you can download off my website entitled Of Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated that explains everything about the smallpox vaccine and the horrors that it wreaked at that time, so they know exactly what they're doing.
Alex, were you aware that Chuck Norris is going to have a meeting tomorrow night at 5 p.m.? It's going to be a live telecast. We surround them concerning the concerns of America. Would you happen to know what channel that's going to be on tomorrow night?
You know, I heard something about Chuck Norris, and I've got his contact info, and I didn't even pay attention. I've been on this Ron Paul people are terrorist stuff. What is Chuck Norris even saying?
Well, they're going to have a bunch of cell groups. I don't know if they're militia groups, but they're going to be placing their concerns tomorrow night, concerns on the nation. And I don't
Excuse me, cell? Stop. You guys, I saw it on the InfoWars yesterday. Well, I didn't read it. Well, what is Chuck Norris doing? I've got his private email. I can't hear him. I suddenly can't hear the caller. I've lost.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever, man. Okay, what specifically is it?
Thousands of cell groups will be united around the country in solidarity over concerns of the nation's right-wing cell groups. We'll meet during a live telecast. We surround them on Friday, March the 13th at 5 p.m.
What does that mean? I mean, this is really confusing. I mean, we'll post something right now. I saw Chuck Norris is having some event. He's saying cell groups surround them? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, I'm not sure what he's trying to say unless he's saying that the right-wing militias are going to start rising up about the tyranny that's going on in this country, Alex. I'm not sure what he's saying.
I better. I don't know why. I don't really bug these celebrities. I have his contact info. I wondered why Pastor Bush was calling up wanting his contact info earlier.
I'm just trying to find out what channel this is going to be on because I'm like you. I don't know. But it's tomorrow night at 5 p.m.
And where is Chuck Norris having a cell
group?
Well,
I know from my understanding that Chuck's living in Texas now. He's supposed to be got a ranch out there.
No. He's got one by Houston and by Austin. We're going to go into overdrive. Can we go into overdrive, guys? Okay, thank you. Dr. Carly, thank you. Again, I can't keep track of everything. Yeah, it's an InfoWars story, and it's mainstream news. The Examiner out of England, and you won't hear this on the AM and FM, folks. It'll be on the internet streams at InfoWars.com only. Thank you, Dr. Carly.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You bet. Take care. We're going to go to break for 1 minute here, and then I'm going to cover this cell group thing. InfoWars.com streams only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.